Ah, the festive season, a time when emotions run deep, love, jealousy, hatred, frustration. Oh, it's magical. But instead of talking to you about how to get on with your family, you know what you need to do there. I want to talk to you about being Marlied today. Any idea what that means? Relationship coach Tara Whitewood is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Had you heard the term Marlied before?
Never.
Yeah.
As I was just saying to you, I even had to go and refresh my context of who Jacob Marley even was.
Of course, Jacob Marley is the friend of Scrooge.
Yes,
who comes back to haunt
him. Business partner who passes away and is doomed to forever walk the earth because he has been such an awful man.
Yeah,
And he comes back and he takes him on this magical tour with the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, we should have
said
spoilers.
So now we're all on the same
spoilers
page.
If Marlied. You haven't seen the Christmas Carol, spoilers.
Spoiler
mad
alert.
Spoilers there. Jacob Marley dies. What does it mean in modern context?
I think in a modern context, so being Marlied is when the ghost of your ex past resurfaces at Christmas time. Slides on into your DMs, sends you an unsolicited text in the middle of the night, and perhaps you start talking again.
Why do we see this happening at Christmas? Is it a mixture of a lot of things?
I think so. I think Christmas
alcohol.
Is a really funny time because it's a real magnifier of everything. There's this really heightened expectation based mostly on advertising and marketing. And there's also all of this other stuff going on in the background. There's loneliness for people, and there's the contrast then of seeing other people with family. It magnifies loss or grief. Mm. So if there's a family member or someone who was really special in your life who has passed away in recent times or even a long time ago, you always are going to notice the absence of them when the family comes together. There's the stress of work. There's financial pressure. And the triad of stress in a relationship, which is money, religion, and family. And then all of this with alcohol added it becomes a really intense period of time for people. And I think that it distorts the way that people view their own lives.
Is there ever a problem with reaching out to an ex on Christmas and saying, Merry Christmas, hope it's a good day, or are there boundaries?
It's a really short show today. Yes, I think it's a problem.
Thanks for coming.
Don't
goodbye.
Do it. Yeah. See you next year.
Why? Why? Even if you have a relationship with this person, like if you have...
Look, if you're already chatty, like
then
if you're
it's not
friends,
Marlied
if
anyway.
You're still friends, then you're friends.
Okay.
Then, I would put the friend's hat on and forget that you're exes because you obviously have a relationship that's being continued. If there's been a period of no or little contact and you're starting, it's kind of more, being Marlied, I think, is more out of the blue, hey.
Yeah.
And often it's really casual, hey, how you doing?
Hope you had a nice Christmas. XX.
Yeah. And it can kind of open that can of worms of those ghosts of Christmas.
Relationships
past, present
past.
And future.
Yeah, let's talk about what is problematic about this, about reaching out of the blue, or maybe if you're on the receiving end as well,
sure.
And the emotions that can make you feel and that confusion.
Yeah, so I think if we were to look at the Christmas past or the ex's past, often when you're sort of looking back, the lens of time softens things and you maybe don't remember, all of the things that were bad. Or
our brains are really good at blocking out the bad stuff.
Really good at blocking out the bad stuff. And then if you're experiencing in your present that you're feeling lonely, maybe you're lacking a bit of connection, maybe you want a bit of affection, often we will just go back to the relationship that we know, to the familiar.
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable. You know what to expect. There's certainty there. Maybe there's things that you don't like, but as they say, it's better the devil you know. And so you know what you're going into. I would suggest don't do that. There's a reason that you broke up and it may or may not be a good reason, but if you were to be considering reuniting and getting back together, this is not the time.
Don't do it at Christmas.
Don't do it at Christmas.
Because I feel like, is that because it's never going to be your most true emotion because there is so much going on?
I just don't think that it's a mature way to go about it. I think, if you really, really genuinely want to get back together, then maybe you need to have a little bit of time and some conversations without all of the background noise of everything else that's happening. And especially when you're on holidays, things can seem rosy and lovely and, you go out for drinks and it's fun and it's Christmas. but then everyone reality goes back hits. To work.
Kids are at school.
Yep. Right? And maybe you haven't resolved anything. So if you really are thinking that in the long term you would like to reignite this flame, maybe just leave it until January.
Yeah.
I think honestly, if you can reply and say, hey, it's really nice to hear from you. I've got a lot on my plate. Can we catch up in the new year? Anyone who is not kind of receptive to that isn't maybe ready to do the work that you need to do to resolve whatever happened before anyway.
So how do we reply? Let's say we're on the receiving end.
Sure.
Is it about ignoring?
It depends on what the relationship is that you have with that person. I am a big fan of just ignoring that. It's kind of like, it really reminds me of that sales technique. You know, someone knocks on your front door, unsolicited, opens the door, and you say, hi. Or actually, I say, no, thanks. I'm not interested. But many people
thanks
will follow the social convention of saying hello to the stranger at their door, who will then ask, how's your week been? Yeah, that's right. I need a bit of therapy around that. How's your week been? Or something kind of unrelated, a bit of a non sequitur, something unrelated to what they're actually going to speak to you about.
Mm.
And it's a sales technique, and it's designed to get you talking, and it's designed to get you engaged with them, and it's designed to take you towards the ultimate sale, which is of whatever it is that they have, whether they're fundraising or they're selling you something or they're religious, whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
And the text, like the kind of open-ended text, is the same thing. It's designed to really engage you. There's nothing you can say that will close that conversation. So if you would like that conversation to be closed, don't engage, is my suggestion.
Yeah.
And it plays into all of those kind of social conventions and the need that we have for reciprocity. You know, when you say hello to me, it's very, very rude for me to not say hello. And then does that make me a bad person? Or does that make me a rude person? You know, maybe in some contexts, but there's also other times.
There's also time and a place.
It's appropriate.
Yeah.
You need to be able to maintain your boundaries. And the more you engage in that kind of little, chit-chat, small talk with your ex, the more likely you are to have more and longer conversations.
Yeah. Do we need to have sort of rules around this to people that we're hanging out with, maybe? You know, like when it comes to sort of drunken late-night texts, there are people who I know who will take people's phones and say, right, when you hit a certain point, you don't get that phone back
for
until
sure.
the morning.
I think that's a really generous thing to do if you know that your friend is likely to do that. I mean, for me, I had been in the past someone who compulsively would check what my exes were doing, because when you're going through any transition in your life, it is that real ghost of Christmas future or Christmas yet to come kind of almost like a sliding doors moment where you kind of check in and you think, oh, what would my life have been like if I stayed with that person? You know, what would we have been doing? It's completely imaginary. It's just this projection of what you think might have happened.
Yeah.
So I block people on social media, not because I don't want for them to see what I'm doing, but because I don't want to see what they're doing.
It's about your own mental health.
It's about my own mental health. I'll take their phone number out of my phone because I just think that the higher the barrier is for you to be able to get in touch with someone, the less likely you are.
Mm.
You know, if you have to go and look up the number and then, you know, or go into your phone and go to unblock them, then there's that moment where you think, oh, I did that for a reason, you know. Maybe this isn't a great conversation to open again.
All right. Well, now we know what being Marlied is. Now we know what to do and not to do. Hey, thank you so much for this year, for coming on board, being part of the Good Shit Morning Show, and we'll do it all again
such
in 2020.
Joy. I cannot wait for our Christmas future, Claire.
That's it. Relationships of Christmas future 2020 will be bright. We're going to start the next decade with healthy, happy relationships. Have a wonderful Christmas, Tara.
And you.
That is Tara Whitewood, our relationship coach here on ABC Mornings.